Here's Halloran with something to think about.
This year, this campaign cycle, is the year of tell it like it is. Donald Trump's from-the-hip candor has been rocket fuel for his campaign. The from-the-hip tell-it-like-it-is lane first belonged to Chris Christie. Now it's all Donald. Rand Paul has a touch of tell-it-like-it-is. So does Lindsey Graham. Rick Perry has flashes of it. But Donald Trump does it so authentically that it resonates better. He gets more points for his. Here's the question I ask myself. Why is America resonating with this? Why do they like it? I think there's such a hunger for authenticity that when you hear or think you hear it, it's like water in the desert. Look, we expect those we send to Washington to lie to us. We expect campaign promises to be broken. We expect failure. We expect spin. As long as they tell us what we want to hear and deliver on our pet issues, the rest can be political performance art. But when someone comes on the scene unafraid, when someone comes along that just says it, that just says it like it is, we're jolted and refreshed by the perceived, quote, authenticity. One, it's cathartic. We all wish we were rich enough to just say what we really want to say without fear of reprisal. Donald says it, and we feel like we said it. He takes the heat, we get to stay cool. Second, or two, we love the sound of confidence. But tell it like it is a style of communication. It's not substance. Don't forget to actually listen to the words. We all love a confident, tell-it-like-it-is person until they start telling us things we really don't want to hear. Here's hoping that this new tell-it-all-like-it-is surge makes the whole process more real, more authentic. But pay attention. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.